tengo.
Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barbarini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror, mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that could hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never lead a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the gold, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling inspired, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This thing on?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah! What's good? It's your boy Hollywood, and this is Hollywood and Friends. We here every Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. I appreciate you. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. BLU is how you spell blue. And we also on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit up youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Like, comment, subscribe. There's a lot of new content over there. Go check it out. If it's your first time tuning into this podcast, what we do over here is get into what's hot in these blogs. The stories that have us all in the chokehold for the week. This week, what are we talking about? An arrest has been made in connection to Tupac's murder. Keefe D, if you're familiar with the story, you are familiar with who Keefe D is. But yeah, they just arrested this man. And we're going to get into what the charges are and what this means going forward. What else are we talking about? Usher has been announced as the Super Bowl halftime performer for 2024. I don't know what Super Bowl number it is because my Roman numerals ain't Roman numerin. Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, so Usher halftime show. Big deal. We're going to get into it. Also, speaking of football, Colin Kaepernick is still trying to play. He wrote a letter that was released by J. Cole with Colin's approval, where he's trying to get on the practice squad for the Jets. And what does this mean? Are they going to actually let your boy play? We're going to get into it. The WGA, the union for the writers' strike that's been going on, has reached a tentative deal that has ended the strike as of a few days ago. We're going to get into the details of that. And also, Michael Orr, I'm always butchering people's names. If you ain't know, now you know. He was the subject of the movie The Blind Side. You remember the black football player adopted by the white family, and it came out a few weeks ago that he wasn't really adopted, that he was under conservatorship, and a lot of other accusations. Well, a judge has officially terminated the conservatorship. We're going to talk about it. What does it mean? What blows mine a little bit later, but we're going to kick it off how we always do. And that's with the question of the week. This week's question of the week is, would you tell your partner or spouse that their sibling hit on you? You know, you're in the same crib sometimes. May have been reaching for the same cup at the same time now. But would you tell your partner that their sibling hit on you? For me, I think it depends. It depends what exactly transpired. If it was like something like light, you know, a little, I don't know, a little flirtatious moment or something, like something light, nothing serious that you could just laugh, like, yo, stop playing, like type shit, I probably wouldn't say anything. But if it's something that's like really, really crossing the line, I probably would. If it was something like really like, yeah, I probably would. Someone says, if it was aggressive, yes, or continuous. Yeah, that's a good point, because you know you might be like, nah, stop playing. Like, get out of my face. And, you know, it ends there. But now if they keep on, like, every time you're around type thing, then it's like, all right, shut it down. I'll get into some more responses for social media as the show progresses, but we're going to get into what's hot in these blogs. First things first, I want to talk about Usher and the Super Bowl, that it was just announced that Usher will be the Super Bowl halftime performer. Now, I was super hyped when I heard this, because this year, 2023, when the Super Bowl happened, I was, right after it was over, I want to say I commented on the NFL's like Instagram page or something. Somebody's page, I don't know, Apple Music. It was after Rihanna's halftime performance. And it was like this whole talk of who's next type thing. Usher was the name I brought up. I'm like, nah, Usher would be dope. Like, I seen his residency in Vegas. And even if you haven't been there, just seeing clips online, you could probably get a feel for what it is. Usher is the ultimate performer, ultimate showsman. The vocals still vocaling. The dance moves is still going. He's still like prime time. And I was like, nah, it got to be Usher. Like, what are they waiting for? So when I found out that it was actually Usher, I was like, yeah, let's go. So it's going to be a big deal. If it's anything like the Vegas residency, it's going to be epic. And on a stage as big as the Super Bowl, where the possibilities are just like out of this world, I'm looking forward to it. I don't personally watch the game. I'm still not over the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, but I tune in to the halftime show, even if I watch it on YouTube afterwards, but this is definitely going to be one of them ones that I want to see, that I'm going to tap in to see. There's been rumors about what exactly he's going to do. I ain't paying attention to none of that though, because all it's doing right now is getting a lot of people in their feelings and judging prematurely. Like, there's been rumors that he's gonna bring the Atlanta strip club scene to the halftime show. And it's like, we don't know that. Like, we don't know what's about to go down. There's also been talks that he's going to announce a world tour after the Super Bowl, which is definitely possible because that usually happens after an artist does the Super Bowl. They usually make some grand announcement because it's one of the biggest promotional outlets you could have. So why not use that time to promote something? So, yeah, it's about time too, because I can't remember the last time Usher went on the tour. So, and the way the Vegas residency tickets are set up, the tour should be cheaper than the residency. So, you know, more people will get to get out there and experience it. And it's worth it, you know, it's worth it for sure. So, yeah, that's happening. So, fat shouts to Usher. Congrats on the halftime gig. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what goes on, how he sets it up and all that. But speaking of football and the Super Bowl, I mentioned Colin Kaepernick. And Colin is still trying to get in the game. Talk about somebody who has, like, that's real passion. Because we're talking about an organization that has shitted on you over and over again. And for no reason, really, when you think about it, like how you try to take a man's career away just because he wants to fight for injustices that's going on by peacefully taking a knee during the national anthem. Like, yeah, that bothered for that. So for Colin, all these years later, to still be out here trying to be a part of the game one way or another, now he's trying to be a part of the practice squad. He wrote a letter to the Jets, and J. Cole asked him if he could share the letter. He said Colin didn't really want him to, but he kind of persuaded him and convinced him, like, yo, people need to see this, blah, blah, blah. So Colin said, all right, you can show it. And then he posted this this letter. And now keep in mind, the practice squad salary is like 20 grand or something a week. And that's a lot for you and me, but in comparison to the football player salary, the salary he would get as a quarterback is chump change in comparison. So the fact that he's even willing to take this just to be a part of the game says a lot about Cap. I don't know if they're going to actually, you know, agree. I don't even understand why he's not playing. From what I know, he's still in top shape. He's still practicing. He's still out here staying fit just in case. He's 35 years old. Age has come up sometimes. But when you look at people like Aaron Rodgers, who's pushing 40 and still out here, somebody like Tom Brady, who's like 60, still out here. Just retired, partially. Is he even retired? Because it's like he retired and he didn't retire and he retired. I don't care about the game like that to really know, but I know that man is high in the age and he's still out here. So it's like, why not, Cap? Stop playing with your boy. But we'll see if the Jets respond, if they take him up on his offer. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. So Someone said technology is allowing people to play longer. Aaron just got injured though. May end his career. Yeah, man. Get my boy Cap in the game. Stop playing. And he don't even want to be in the game no more. He just want to help y'all win. From the practice side. We'll see what happens. What else are we talking about? What's hot in these blogs? The WGA, the Writers Guild, the strike that has been going on for quite some time now is officially over as of a few days ago, as of Wednesday that just passed. They came to a tentative deal. It has been 150 days now since the labor strike, and union leaders voted unanimously to lift the restraining order and end the strike as of Wednesday. As I said, this particular deal will last until May of 2026, and it includes a 5% minimum pay increase upon a ratification of the contract, and another 4% bump will occur on May 2nd, 2024. And another 3.5% increase will be instituted on May 5th of 2025. Writers were able to gain significant protections against the use of AI, because that was one of the biggest reasons they started this strike to begin with. Namely, AI cannot write or rewrite literary material, and AI generated material will not be considered source material. Not sure exactly what that means for the projects, but also when it comes to streaming, the union negotiated a new residual based on viewership. So high budget subscription video on demand series and films that are viewed by 20% or more of the service's domestic subscribers in the first 90 days of release will get a bonus equal to 50% of the fixed domestic and foreign residual. Views are calculated by hours streamed domestically of the season or film divided by the runtime. This new structure will go into effect on January 1st. And it also means writers will receive a bonus of $9,031 for a half-hour episode, $16,415 for a one-hour episode, or $40,500 for a streaming feature with the budget that has more than $30 million. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. So I think it's a good deal. They've been back and forth to the table and they couldn't come to it, but this one is working for them. So here we are. And shows are already scheduled to come back. I've seen some promos for like some of the late night shows, like Jimmy Kimmel and them. They're all going to be starting back tomorrow, Monday. So yeah, they already ready. This is the writers. The actors are still on strike as of right now, but we'll see. Maybe they'll use this new contract that the writers came with as a blueprint to get theirs going. Because like now you got the writers back, and now they ain't got no actors to act. But at least the shows can be back and people can get back to work. You know, people got bills and stuff like that. Someone pointed out, so source material meaning AI can't be used as a starting base for a film or project. Okay, makes sense. Or even as an outline. And rightfully so, because they want to be protected, because eventually, like a lot of other industries, AI could potentially take over and would leave no jobs. And now not even in the creative space, that would be a little crazy. So I'm happy they got that part squared away, at least for now. So I'm reading, actors have agreed to potentially strike video game companies. Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but congratulations to the writers. And we'll see what happens with the actors up next. What else we got? It's hot in these blogs. Let's talk about Keefe D and how after damn near 30 years, this man was arrested and charged in connection with Tupac's murder. For years, we've all been saying, like, what's up between Tupac's murder and Biggie's murder? And it's like, come on now. Somebody got to know something. Somebody seen something. Why is this case still technically unsolved? But Keefe D has been doing interviews for years now where he's expressed outright his role in Tupac's murder. Why now they decide to actually arrest him, I'm not sure. But yeah, he's been charged with, faces murder charges with the deadly weapon. And I think that might be it. That might be the only charge. Keefe D is 60 years old right now. They described him as the one who ordered the death of Tupac, and they're labeling him an on-ground, on-site commander, like the one in charge of orchestrating it, I guess. If you aren't familiar already, Tupac was just 25 at the time when he died. And this happened in 1996. And it's almost, actually, we just passed the date. It was September 13th of 1996 in Las Vegas. And again, Keefe D has been doing interviews for a few years now. He even put out a whole memoir. And I don't know, I guess they finally got something they felt could stick. I don't know, but we'll see how this plays out in the coming weeks. Oh, it was my fault. I was just told that it was actually on September 7th where Tupac was shot. He died 6 days later on the 13th. But yeah, well, yeah, basically I just said that's when he died, but yeah. So September 7th is when he was shot, and September 13th is when he passed away. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is enough. Is this enough for the family to be like, yes, finally, some justice, I guess? I don't know. I think it'd be more interesting to see what happens next. Like when it comes to like the trial and stuff like that, any possible new developments that may come out of this. But it's not brand new news for Keefe D to be tied to this. So we'll see what happens. But yeah. What else we got? Michael Orr. If you're not familiar with the name, he was the black kid who was the subject of the movie The Blind Side. and he ended up playing pro football. He was adopted by the white family, or at least he thought he was, because it just came out a few weeks ago that he wasn't actually adopted, that the papers they had him sign were conservatorship papers. And he was accusing his quote unquote mom and dad of doing him wrong. It has just been reported that a judge has terminated the conservatorship. So that's good news for Michael. So he was accusing, like I said, his mom and dad of what's the word I'm looking for? Of screwing him over, for lack of a better word. But yeah, so the conservatorship granted them legal authority to make business deals on his behalf. And this conservatorship being taking it off is going to basically stop them from being able to use his name and likeness. And also, they'll have to provide a full account of their earnings from using his name. In addition, unspecified punitive damages will also be granted. And he's also reportedly seeking a fair share of profits because he hasn't received anything from the movie The Blind Side, which is kind of weird because it's like that's his life story that y'all turned into a Hollywood film, and the parents, like fake parents, just profited off it. Your mans ain't getting nothing. So, yeah. The family reportedly negotiated a deal that made them and their two, I guess they got two other children, millions of dollars in royalties from that film. Michael is 37 years old right now. And this is a good deal. I mean, a good look for him to have this conservatorship terminated. So, that shouts to him. What else? What else we got? I think that actually concludes what's hot in these blogs for this week. I think so. Let me check and see if we got any more responses for the question of the day.
Oh, do you see the attachments in the chat?
I see them, but I just wrote you on there. They're not loading. Like, I don't know how this works on here. I click on it. It shows it downloads, but then, oh, wait, I think I got it now. Okay, I see it. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't loading for a second. So I do have some more responses for the question of the day. Miss Lana Palfer said, if it was just once and dealt with, no. Now, if it continued to happen multiple times after saying no, then he needs to know everything. Respectfully. Let's see what else we got. I'm checking to see if we got any more responses. Let's see. What's this? Belinda Joy said, I would have to, because I wouldn't want the brother to assume we had a brief intimate moment that is strictly between the two of us. I would tell my partner just as I would expect him to tell me if the tables were turned. Respectfully. Truth Pop-Up said, hitting on, quote unquote, my brother's wife will be low. Unthinkable, a betrayal. Facts. I'm with you on that because I would never do it. That's definitely super grimy. And like, that's So disrespectful when you think about it. Like, have you no coof? Have you no morals? You gotta really just be like a low down dirty. Cause unless you just don't like your sibling. I guess if y'all like estranged or something, because I can't imagine. But yeah, those are responses from these internets for the question of the day. Let's see. I guess we'll get into what blows mine. It's the part of the show we say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? Let's see. What blows mine is rent prices blows mine. That just came to my mind because I was looking up apartments, and I've seen like articles on the rent cost, particularly in New York, how as of right now, the average cost for a one bedroom apartment is $4,100 in New York. And it's blown mine. I don't live in a rent control space, a rent control building. So every year my rent goes up. That blows mine. We need a resolution for this. We need a bill to be passed for universal rent control apartments. Can we do that? Because y'all blowing mine right now. I'm seeing that it's 3,000 plus even in Centerville, VA. And that's not even the DC area. It's ridiculous. What's that guy that went viral a few years ago for saying rent is too damn high? And that was then. So imagine what he would be saying now, today. It's crazy. And what makes it worse is when in these buildings, like y'all raising rent, but nothing's being done around to make it worth it. Like, come renovate or something. Like, for this extra hundreds or whatever dollars you putting on every year, come redo these floors or something. Come like install new lighting or something. Give us a hot tub or something. Like, I don't know, because it's like it's making it where it's not worth it now, you know? When you first get into a place, you getting into it for the price and for whatever, maybe amenities, the area, whatever, and you set on this price and it's like, all right, this is worth it for this. And now 3-4 years down the line, you paying $300-$400 more. And it's like, but you in the same situation, it's like, nah, it's not worth it no more. I remember personally, I was looking up when I was moving to California. And I was looking up apartments and I turned down some apartments because they were like $400 or $500 more than what I actually settled on. And now that I'm damn near nearing what I turned down, it's like I might as well go see what's up over there in those buildings that had probably more going on. They probably had a gym. They probably had lounge areas, like, I don't know, they, you know, a lot of these buildings be having amenities that you would think that's the reason why the price is what it is. But yeah, It's blowing my mind. Out here in California, the governor just announced the minimum wage is going to be for fast food workers. They just passed a bill that the minimum wage is going to be like $20 an hour now for fast food workers. And I'm like, for the cost of living in California, the minimum wage should be that across the board for like everybody, I would think. Not just fast food workers. I know people who work in like retail stores or banks that's not even making $20 an hour. And it's like, what's up? So, yeah, the math ain't mathing and it's blowing mind. We got to do something about this. I don't know who I need to call, who I need to write a letter to. We need rent control and we need higher wages across the board for everybody. That blows mind.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that they moved up the minimum wage. The first thing that came to my mind was with fast food restaurants, now they're getting rid of the actual workers and putting machines in there. So that's going to give them even more reason to do that. Anyway,
right. Right.
Just saying.
Right. Like, all right, we'll give y'all 20. Enjoy it for a year because these machines are coming next year. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good gesture, but I just feel like it needs to be across the board for everybody, because it's kind of ridiculous when you think about the fast food, the McDonald's worker is getting 20, but the person who's working in the mall at the Gap or whatever is making, I don't know, 16, 17. It's like, but the cost of living is still the cost of living. So it's like, why just raise theirs? Like, raise everybody's, make it a statewide minimum. But yeah, that concludes this week's Hollywood and Friends podcast. In the meantime, in between time, be sure to follow us on social media, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Instagram is at Hollywood and Friends, and email us Hollywood and Friends Radio@gmail.com. Follow me, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Hollywood. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network across all platforms. BLU is how you spell blue. And also youtube.com/Hampton Blue. I think that's it. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Until next time, we out.
Just touched down from a flight, I hit up ATL. Stay up in that PR Monst, they know me well. Haters only looking just to see me fail. But that is not an option, nigga, can't you tell? Pulling up two-seater, shorty wanna follow the leader. Killing shit, Grim Reaper, you niggas might need you a preacher. Shorty ass on breeder, shaking it like it's on seizure. Yeah, this shit so fever, about to put a hole in the speaker. Shorty wanna move with the shakers, shorty wanna be with the breakers. Shorty wanna move from the fakers, shorty with the team like the Lakers. Move with the shakers, said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers, said you with the team like the Lakers. Stunting head to toe, oh yeah, you know what's up.
No.
Bottle to the head, oh, you don't need no cup.
Don't need it, nah.
2020 vision, that's the level up. See me in my zone, so yeah, don't interrupt. Feeling like they turned that heat on. Running in snow cleat on. About to put my street on. Ghost putting that beat on. It's turn up season. They ain't no compete on. You just ain't me, huh? You just ain't me, huh? Got the section lit, it look like what the fuck. What the fuck? And we all getting money, call that Scrooge McDuck. Scrooge. But this ain't no casino, so don't try your luck. Cause it won't be a DM if we hit you up. Shorty wanna move with the shakers. Shorty wanna be with the breakers. Shorty wanna move from the fakers. Shorty with the team like the Lakers. Hey, move with the shakers. Said you wanna be with the breakers. Said you wanna move from the fakers. Said you with the team like the Lakers.